Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take the content you're curious about, all that information floating around, and try to crystallize it into, you know, clear insights, those aha moments.
Yes. Yeah.
We know you want to get informed, get it quickly, but also get it right. So today, we're diving into something really quite powerful. Humble yourself and pray, unlocking breakthrough through surrender.
Yeah, and this deep dive, it's actually building on a specific segment. It comes from the Faith Beams GP podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It was part two of their five-part series, The Healing Journey, Understanding 2 Chronicles 7.14.
Right, and if you were with us for part one, you remember we talked about divine identity,
yeah.
You know, being God's people called by his name, foundational stuff.
Absolutely foundational. And today builds right on top of that.
Which brings us straight to the core of what that verse, 2 Chronicles 7.14, calls for next. Our mission really is to unpack what biblical humility actually means.
Mm-hmm.
Its connection to prayer, which is undeniable, and how this posture, this way of being, can lead to real breakthrough.
And breakthrough can mean so many things, right? Internal peace, actual tangible health.
Exactly. And the key thing, the source stresses this, it's about surrender, not weakness. That's a huge distinction we need to make.
It really is. And what's fascinating is seeing how this message connects globally. We're talking to listeners in Nairobi, New York, the Philippines, India, Brazil. It resonates everywhere.
It does seem universal.
So we're going to explore, you know, what does it mean to humble oneself
mm-hmm.
beyond the usual ideas.
Yeah.
We'll look at history, some biblical stories, and then bring it right up to today. Real people, modern experiences, showing the impact.
Okay. I'm keen to start with that definition then. How the source redefines humility. Because like you said, I think a lot of people get this wrong. What are the common mistakes people make?
That's a great starting point. The source material is super clear on this. Biblical humility, it is not weakness. Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's not thinking you're worthless either. And it's definitely not about letting people just, you know, walk all over you.
Right. So what is it then?
In this context, true humility is really about surrender. It's a choice, a deliberate choice to release control.
Surrender. Wow, that word. It's got weight, doesn't it? Mm. It's basically saying, God, I don't have all the answers. I can't do this alone. I need you.
Precisely. Without you, I am nothing in that sense.
And then there's that amazing promise, James 4.10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. It almost sounds like a contradiction.
It does, doesn't it? Go low, get lifted high.
Yeah. How does surrender actually connect with being lifted up?
Well, the source unpacks it by showing it's not giving up, like in defeat.
No.
It's more like opening up. You're acknowledging your limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by doing that, you're inviting God's help, his intervention.
Makes sense.
And that really brings up a question for, well, for all of us listening. Where in your life do you maybe need to surrender control?
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything. Finances.
Yeah.
A health situation. Maybe your relationship that's strained. Your future plans, even.
Right. It's about intentionally choosing that posture.
Yes. Intentionally choosing humility.
And what always strikes me is how consistently, you know, throughout the Bible especially, God responds to this posture. It's not just a theory.
Oh, absolutely not. It's a proven principle. We see it time and again. The source highlights three really powerful examples.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, King Hezekiah, this is in 2 Kings 19, he gets this terrifying letter from the Assyrian king, basically threatening total annihilation.
Right, the superpower of the day.
Exactly. And what does Hezekiah do? He doesn't immediately start polishing his armor or drafting soldiers.
No.
His first move, his act of humility, was radical. He goes straight to the temple, lays that letter out before God, and just prays.
Yeah.
Humbly asks for help.
And the result?
A stunning, miraculous victory. God intervened directly.
Wow. That really speaks to not just relying on our own strength, doesn't it? How does that apply, say, to someone listening now who feels completely overwhelmed, like they have to solve it all themselves?
That's such an important connection. Because Hezekiah's move wasn't passive resignation. It was an active, powerful decision to hand the battle over.
Mm-hmm.
It shows humility isn't about doing nothing. It's about strategically redirecting where you place your trust and focus.
Okay. That's powerful. What's the next example?
Then we have Hannah. Her story's in 1 Samuel 1. She was devastated, childless, facing constant ridicule, just heartbroken.
A very painful situation.
Deeply painful. But instead of just getting bitter or lashing out, she takes her pain somewhere specific.
To the temple.
Yes. She goes to the temple, weeping bitterly, and just pours out her soul to God, a raw, humble prayer.
God heard her, gave her Samuel. What a turnaround. from barrenness to breakthrough.
A massive breakthrough. And finally, there's Jesus' own story, the parable he told about two men praying, Luke 18.
Ah, yes, the Pharisee and the tax collector.
That's the one. Yeah. One guy, the Pharisee, stands up front, basically listing his spiritual resume, all puffed up with pride.
Mm-hmm. Look how good I am.
Right. But the other man, the tax collector, someone generally despised back then, he just stands way back, can barely look up, beats his chest and says,
God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
Just that. Simple, humble. And Jesus says that man, the tax collector, went home justified, right with God, not the proud one.
So humility aligns us with grace. It's not about groveling, but about honesty before God.
Exactly. Honesty about our need.
So across all these stories, Hezekiah, Hannah, the tax collector, the message seems incredibly consistent.
It really is. God honors humility. He draws close when we choose to bow low, metaphorically speaking.
And it's not just ancient history, right? This principle is alive today.
Oh, absolutely. And we see that in the modern stories, the source material shares ordinary people, extraordinary answers, all linked to humbling themselves and praying.
Okay, this is where it gets really compelling for me, hearing the real life proof, like the nurse in the Philippines.
Yes, that story. Working during the pandemic, just completely overwhelmed, right? Long shifts, fear all around.
I can only imagine.
And one night, she just couldn't take it anymore. She knelt down by her hospital locker and just prayed, God, I surrender this fear. I cannot do this without you.
Simple prayer. What happened?
That night, she felt this incredible peace wash over her, something she hadn't felt before.
So the breakthrough wasn't necessarily the pandemic ending right then?
No, not an external shift like that, but an internal one. Finding profound peace right in the middle of the chaos. That's a huge breakthrough, and it came directly from surrendering that fear.
That is huge. Then there was the single mother in Nigeria.
Right. Struggling with rent, feeling totally hopeless, at the end of her rope.
What did she do?
She fasted, humbled herself, and basically just told God, I surrender this situation. You're my provider. I trust you.
Mm.
The very next day, someone from her church unexpectedly offered to help cover her bills. Just like that.
Wow. That's tangible help.
Absolutely. It shows how practical help can show up when we stop trying to force things and just release control. You know, trust. It's like a tangled knot.
Yeah.
Sometimes pulling harder just makes it tighter.
Mm-hmm. A gentle, humble approach works better.
Often, yeah. And the last one was the teenager in the USA.
Yes. Dealing with really bad anxiety attacks before school. Crippling anxiety.
Yeah. And one morning, instead of just spiraling in that anxiety, they just dropped to their knees, cried out, God help me.
And that became their pattern.
It did. Prayer became the first response, not the last resort. It fundamentally shifted how they faced that challenge.
These are really compelling stories. They show it's not just theory, is it? It's a lived reality for people just like us, just like you listening.
Exactly. And the breakthrough looks different for everyone. Peace, provision, a change in perspective.
Okay, so as we start to wrap up this deep dive, let's just pull back and look at the main theme again.
Mm-hmm.
It's this profound power of biblical humility understood as surrender, and how it's directly linked, undeniably linked, to unlocking breakthrough through prayer.
Yeah, and remembering it's not weakness. It's a posture God honors. It allows connection. It allows him to lift us up, like James said.
Right, from King Hezekiah facing down an empire, to Hannah praying through tears, to the tax collector just asking for mercy.
And then the modern examples,
mm-hmm.
the nurse finding peace, the mother getting help, the teenager overcoming anxiety.
They all echo that same principle, don't they?
They really do. God draws close when we bow low. It's a universal spiritual dynamic.
And just a reminder, this deep dive is one part of that bigger series, The Healing Journey, understanding 2 Chronicles 7.1 feel. It's an unfolding invitation, really.
It is. And next time we'll be looking at the next part of that verse. Seek my face and turn, which is described as a compassionate call to realignment. So, continuing the journey.
Sounds important.
Definitely. So we'd encourage you, if you haven't already, follow or subscribe to this deep dive so you don't miss what's coming next.
Yeah, and maybe share this one with a friend or family, someone in a group you're part of who might find it helpful.
And, you know, if you feel inclined, leaving a rating or a review really does help get this message out to more people wherever they are in the world.
It really does. So as you think about everything we've discussed, maybe you don't just think about where you need to surrender, but take it a step further.
Mm-hmm.
What specific action, maybe even a small tangible thing, could that surrender look like in your life today? tomorrow.
That's a great challenge, moving from understanding to action.
Yeah, because what if? What if the very thing you're holding on to so tightly is actually blocking the breakthrough you need, and letting it go, surrendering it, is the key.
That's a powerful thought to sit with.
It is.
And always remember, as the series emphasizes, you are part of God's people. You are called by his name. You are loved beyond measure.
Keep leaning into this journey towards healing, towards breakthrough, towards that deeper intimacy. Thanks for diving deep with us.